I remember when I was in college, I have a classmate na parang artistang itsura, guwapo. And we were good friends. But he came from taga-baryo siya sa Negros. And so, mahilig pumorma yon. Pag pumorma, parang artista talaga, no? And everybody may crush sa kanya. So lahat ng mga girls doon sa school namin, talagang may crush sa kanya. So one day, while we were in school, dumating yung nanay niya. And yung nanay niya, typical na taga-baryo talaga, no? May bit-bit na basket yung nanay niya. At may dalang mangga. May dalang mga kakanin. At may gulay. So pumunta sa school namin, pumasok. Nung nakita siya ng nanay niya, tuwang-tuwa yung nanay niya. So sabi ng nanay niya, "Dudong, Dudong." So nagulat ako. Kasi ang pangalan niya maganda rin eh. Yun pala, sa bahay nila si Dudong siya. Dudong, Dudong. Hindi niya tinitingnan yung babae. Ayaw niya tumingin. So kinalabit ko siya, sabi ko, "Tinatawag ka ng babae." So ayaw niyong lumapit. Sabi ko, "Tinatawag ka, sino yan?" So yumuko siya, sabi niya, "Nanay ko." So I went ahead, pumunta ako, kinuha ko yung nanay niya at pinalapit ko sa amin. At sabi niya sa nanay niya, "Bakit ka pumunta dito?" Galit na galit siya sa nanay niya, "Bakit ka pumunta dito? Sinabi ko na sa'yo, huwag kang pupunta-punta dito." You know, when I heard that, sarap talaga sa pakin, di ba? Masarap sampalin. Yung nagpapaaral sa'yo, nagpapakain sa'yo, kinakahiya mo. Okay? You have no idea who you are talking to. Hindi mo kilala yung kinakausap mo. You don't understand kung sinong nasa harap mo. Dahil hindi mo rin alam kung sino ka. You see, that's the problem with us. In our gospel today, Peter, when he encountered Jesus, he knelt down. Nung nakita niya si Jesus at kinausap siya ni Lord after the miracle, he knelt down. Lumuhod siya. And he said to Jesus, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful person." Our Old Testament reading, ganun din ang nangyari. This time, it is the story of Isaiah the prophet. So yung encounter niya ni Lord, he had an encounter with God, and it changed his life. Kaya sinasabi dito, you know, it was on the fourth year of the reign of King Uzziah. You know, sometimes yung encounter natin kay Lord is so significant in our life that we would even remember the day when it happened. Okay? Marami akong nakakausap na sinasabi nila, "I was born again on February 1986, naaalala nila. Okay? It must be a very significant and important event na nakilala niya si Lord. And so he remembers it. Ganun doon si Isaiah, ganun din. So sinabi niya, on the reign of Uzziah, the fourth year or the third year, he said, you know, "I saw the Lord." That is in the Old Testament. "I saw the Lord so high and so lofty." Napakataas ng Diyos. "He was seated on high. He was so great, majestic. But his robe," yung damit niya, "it filled every part of the temple. The train of his robe filled the temple." You know, what is it saying to us? Yes, God may be so high and so uplifted and lofty, but God is also still with us, involved in our lives. Amen? Amen? When Isaiah saw the Lord for the first time, alam mo sinabi niya, "Woe to me! Curse me!" You know, in the Old Testament, the people believed that if you happen to see God, you will die. Hindi mo kaya yan. You cannot stand in the presence of a holy God and live. You know, yung Ark of the Covenant, they cannot open that because the moment you open that, all of you will die. Because it contains the presence of God in the Old Testament. Ganyan. That's how holy God is. And when Isaiah encountered this holy God for the first time, he saw himself. Nakita niya yung sarili niya. Sabi niya, woe to me. I'm cursed. Cursed. I'm cursed. Woe to me. Because I am a man with sinful lips. And I live among people who have sinful lips as well. You see, that's what happened when you encounter God. Peter, you know, sa gospel natin, you know, this is a parallel story. Parallel, ibig sabihin, merong similarity yung kwento na to. Si Peter naman in our gospel, they were washing their nets because they have been casting their nets, they have been fishing all night, wala silang nakuha. Walang wala. And Jesus, before he met Peter, he was preaching, he was talking to the crowd, he was proclaiming the kingdom of God. And Jesus was walking and the crowd still following him until they came to the sea. Nandun na sila sa dagat, sa beach. And the crowd, the people were pressing on Christ. So Jesus was being pressed by the people kasi maraming gustong makinig sa salita ng Diyos. And so they kept on pressing him until finally he was already on the water's edge. And so nakita niya, there were two boats there, nakaparking yung dalawang boats. Walang fishing na nangyayari because the fishermen were washing their nets. And that fisherman happens to be Peter. And the Lord said to him, you know, set out a little farther. Now, this is something I like about God. God did not ask permission. Hindi siya humingi ng permiso. You know, sir, pwede bang gamitin yung bangka niyo muna? He did not do that. When he saw Peter, he said, Peter, or he said, set the boat farther from the sea. When God comes into your life, he does not ask for your permission. The grace of God will come even if you don't know about it. Minsan iniisip natin, ang dami nating kasalanan, siguro hindi na ako tutulungan ni Lord. You know, ang dami kong failures sa buhay ko, maybe God will not intervene anymore. You see, that's what grace is all about. Who cares about your mistake? Ganon si Lord. And so he came in. But he already had a plan for Peter. I know that in his heart, kilala niya na si Peter. So he told him, you know, set a little farther out. So, eto namang si Peter, siguro nakita niya, ang daming tao talaga, naiipit na si Lord dun sa beach. So he set his boat further away from land where Jesus can sit down and continue to teach. So nagtuturo si Lord, nasa bangka, nakaupo siya, yung mga tao nasa lupa. Would that be nice sometimes gawin din natin? Ano? Mag-homily ako dun sa dagat, nakatayo kayo, ako nasa tubig. Gawin natin sa Boracay para masaya. Well, anyway, when Jesus was teaching, nagtuturo si Jesus, and guess what? Peter was also listening probably. Nandun din sila, nakikinig, pero walang pakialam. Christ was teaching, and you know, Peter must have heard so many things. Yun ang problema ko, misteryo. Hindi nakasulat kung anong tinuturo ni Lord. Hindi ba kayo nagtataka niyan? Ba't hindi sinulat? Sabi ko, sana nakasulat yun, naka-record, no? Naka-record man lang yung tinuturo ni Lord. It would have been a very interesting teaching. But it was not recorded in the gospel. Ang sinabi doon, nagtuturo si Lord, and you know, the boat was farther off from the land, Peter was there, and Peter must have, you know, nakikinig din siya. Then after the teaching, after Jesus teaching the people, Jesus said to Peter, let's go to deeper waters. Let's go further out into the deep. And you let down your nets. You know, naalala ko to many years ago, sabi ni Bishop Ricardo sa akin, if God would use you, He will always bless you. Amen? Alam nyo ba yan? The devil, when he uses you, he will destroy you. Kaya yung mga nagpapagamit sa demonyo, akala nila ibe-bless din sila ng demonyo. Hindi po, sisirain ka ng demonyo pag ginamit ka niya. But Christ, when He uses you, He would truly bless you. You know, Peter does not believe, yet wala pang covenant si Peter with Jesus. You know, wala. Just Christ just came into the picture in his life. And dahil pinagamit niya yung bangka niya, ginamit ni Lord yung bangka, sabi ni Lord, okay, be-bless kita. Let's go out further into the sea. So they went out farther into the sea. Noon nandun na sila, sabi ni Jesus, okay, you let down your nets. Hulog mo yung mga nets mo. Etong sabi ni Peter, siguro sa isip niya, sino tong karpintero na to? You know, kinikwento. Tuturuan pa kami. Peter was a professional fisherman. Okay? Sino ka? Magtuturo sa kanila. And this is what Peter said, you know, Lord, Master, Sir, we have been letting down our nets the whole night and until this morning with no catch. Wala kami nakukuha. Nothing, zero. But because you said to let down the nets, I will do it. Dahil lang sinabi mo, sabi niya, gagawin ko na lang. So, katatapos lang nahugasan yung net, hulog na naman. Di ba? Ang daming trabaho. But anyway, because Jesus said so, they let down their nets. When Peter let down their nets, suddenly, there was a great catch of fish. Daming isda. To the point that Peter had to call his partners, yung mga partner niyang fisherman, sila John and James. They were partners sa negosyo nila, nagfi-fishing, no? So they called John and James and the other boat came. At you know, hinulog nila yung net nila doon para makuha lahat ng isda. And the scripture says, both boats, yung dalawang boats na yon, muntik malunod. Because it was so great a catch. Ang dami. And the scripture says that Peter was so astonished. He was so astonished by the catch. You know, it's not kung saan niya hinulog yung net. Hindi naman yung issue yun. Hindi siya nagulat dahil kung saan hinulog yung net. Nagulat siya sa sobrang dami ng isda. You know, if a fisherman would put his net down on the ocean, pag nagtapo ng net yung mga fisherman, pag kinuha mo yung net mo, meron talagang isdang makukuha yan. Kinsan maliliit, minsan, you know, konti lang. Iba kasi yung hinulog mo yung net at may nakuha ka, iba rin yung inutusan ng Diyos ang mga isda na pumasok sa net. Iba yon. And Peter knew, it doesn't matter where you cast your net, it doesn't matter kung saan mo ilagay yung net. He obeyed what the Lord said to him. And when he did obey, a miracle happened. Pumasok yung mga isda. Siguro inutusan ni Lord. Okay, pasok kayo. Talakitok. Oh, pasok. Pasok lahat. And Peter was so astonished, not because of how he let go the net, because of the great catch. Sobrang dami. One of the trademark, one of the things, a character of God that you will see in your life, is God is very lavish when He would bless. Extravagant ang Diyos. He will not just bless you na tingi-tingi. When you obey His word, when you obey what He tells you to do, He will bless you abundantly. Amen? Hindi tingi-tingi. Eh, Father, bakit hindi ko pa nakikita yun sa buhay ko? Tanungin mo ang sarili mo, do you obey? Sinusunod mo ba lahat ng sinasabi niya? O baka naman, hindi lahat ng sinasabi ng Diyos, sinusunod mo. So there was an abundance now. Again, when Peter saw this, at siguro yung meron siyang naririnig na tinuturo ni Lord kanina, just a while before they put out to deeper part of the ocean, he must have heard something from the teaching. Pero minsan ganyan eh, yung may teaching, makikinig tayo, parang wala, no? Minsan nagtuturo, minsan, you know, iba matutulog. Yung iba nagtitext. Habang nagtuturo, may nagtitext, may natutulog. O yung iba naman, nakatingin sa akin, pero yung ulo ganyan ng ganyan. You know? Pero yung isip naman, nasa labas na. Yung iba naman, aywan ko, labas ng labas sa simbahan. Yung iba, pupunta sa CR. Yung iba, may kakausapin sa labas. I really don't know. But when the Word of God is being taught to us, God is there talking to you. So si Peter, nakikinig siya kay Lord, pero wala namang reaction sa kanya until a miracle happened. Suddenly, something comes into his mind. Ito yung tinuturo niya kanina. And suddenly, it's already there. And Peter's reaction when he saw this, sabi niya kay Lord, you depart from me, sir. O hindi na sir ang tawag niya, sabi niya, Lord na, no? Lord, depart from me, Lord. You check the Bible. I think he said, Lord. Depart from me, Lord. For I am a sinful man. You see, every time we have a true encounter with God, we encounter the truth. It's not just about the power of God. It's not just about who God is. When you encounter God, you encounter truth. The truth of who God is. You don't know Him. And once you see the truth about God, who God is, you know what happens? You will also see yourself that you are the opposite of God. Mangliliit ka talaga. Suddenly, you become aware of how bad you are. See, there are many people in the world today, akala nila magaling sila. There are people today na, you know, napakatalino, you know, so talented, and sometimes, you know, walang problema ang buhay ko. There's nothing wrong with my life until they encounter the Lord. When you encounter Christ, suddenly you begin to realize, I'm a sinner. I have a friend who is very successful in his career. At sinabi niya sa akin, I have already figured out my life. I have already written what will happen in my life, you know. At the age of ganito, I will have my millions, I will buy this, I will buy that, I will send my children to school. Nakaplano na yung buhay niya. Then I retire at the age of 50 and I, you know, yung mga investment ko, ibibigay ko sa mga anak ko yung iba, some of my money I've invested for my children. He had already planned his life. There's no more room for God to work on because His plan is already perfect. That's what he thinks. Until one day, umubo siya, and the whole day ubo siya ng ubo, hindi nagsastop yung ubo niya. So he went to the doctor. When he got to the doctor said, you did not detect this? Sabi niya, anong na-detect? You are already fourth stage cancer. Cancer of the lungs. Gumuho bigla yung mundo niya. Yun ang hindi niya naplano. His world collapsed. You know, Nag-uusap kami. Sabi ko, walang problema. Ang laki ng insurance mo. Iiwan mo na yan. Bigyan mo ako ng konti. You understand what I'm saying? At that time, he got sick. We were in the hospital. Kinakausap ko siya. You know what he said? You know what he said? I did not realize how important God is until today. Why? Because for the first time in his life, he realized that he is not the one in control of his own life. God is. And sometimes we learn that, we understand that, pag meron tayong encounter with the Lord. And you know, this is what happened to Peter. Peter is a loud person. He's, you know, smart in his craft. He's smart in his business. But when he encountered Christ, he realized for the first time the truth about himself. Nakita niya yung sarili niya. Sabi niya, you know, I'm a sinful person. Lumayo ka sa akin, Lord. We know the story of our life. The first time you encountered Christ in your life, what did you realize? You realize that we are sinners. Ako, nung hindi ko pa na-encounter si Lord, sinasabi ko, basta wala akong natatapakan, pupunta ako sa langit. When I encountered the Lord, I realized I was headed to hell already. Malapit na ako sa impyerno. Hindi ko lang nararamdaman yung init. And I think my life was okay. I am good. Then when I encountered the Lord, that's the first thing I realized. I cried and I cried. Why? Because dami kong kasalanan. An encounter with God is an encounter with the truth. The truth of who God is. God is not like you. Amen? Amen? Life is not about you. Life is about God. Salvation is not about you. Salvation is about God. Ang mundo hindi umiikot sa'yo. Pag nakilala mo ang Diyos, you will realize everything revolves around God. The story of your life, it's not about you. The story of your life is about a Father who loves you and has given you life and sustains that life and takes care of you all throughout your life. That is the story of your life. And sometimes, hindi natin nare-realize yan. Kaya ang yabang natin, pagkaharap natin ng Diyos, magsisimba tayo. You know, pa-text-text tayo. Until you realize that every Sunday when we come to church, we're facing a great God, a holy God, a God full of mercy, a God who is full of loving kindness, a God who is high and lofty yet who is so involved in our life. That's the God you are facing. And when you encounter that God, you realize how sinful we are as a people. Kaya sabi ni Isaiah kay Lord, you know, I'm cursed. Woe to me because I am a man of unclean lips. I am a man of unclean lips. Ayun, nawala ako. Anyway, an encounter with the truth makes you realize who God is. When you understand who God is, you will begin to understand who you are. Kaya huwag mong matay-matahin yung ibang tao. Don't look down on other people because every one of us is created in the image and likeness of God. Kaya minsan kasi we treat people very bad kasi akala natin angat tayo sa kanila. We think highly, more highly of ourselves than other people. You know, I pumunta ako sa isang church na dati walang pumapansin sa akin. I go there and you know, people don't notice me, no, people don't talk to me. Nung pumunta ako doon, dahil bishop na ako, everyone wants to talk to me. Oh, bishop, nandito ka na. Bakit? Dahil bishop ba ako? You know, some people will respect yung CEO, yung manager ng kumpanya, pero yung janitor, hindi man lang kinakausap, hindi nga nag-good morning. Why? We don't know. We don't understand that everyone is created in the image and likeness of God. We should respect them, irregardless of their position, CEO, manager ka man, o janitor ka lang. It's not about them, it's about who you are. If you are a respecter, you are a respectful person, any position doesn't matter. You recognize, you see the image of God in every person. And so nung sinabi ni Isaiah, you know, oh me, I'm cursed. Woe to me, I am a man of unclean lips. Peter, when he encountered Jesus for the first time, he realized, I'm a sinful man, depart from me, Lord. And you know what happened nung sinabi na Isaiah kay God, you know, woe to me because I am a man of unclean lips. An angel came to him. An angel took a coal from the altar. Burning coal. Baga. The angel had to use a tong. Alam ko yung mga angels, kayang humawak sa apoy yan. Pero gumamit siya ng tong, siguro mainit talaga. The angel took a tong, took a burning coal, and touch it, place it on Isaiah's lips. And the angel said to him, okay, now the coal has touched your lips. You are now clean. Malinis ka na. Amen? And after that coal touched his lips, Isaiah heard God talking. Narinig niya na ang Diyos. And this is what the Lord said. Who shall I send? I want to send someone to the world. Now, who will I send? Isaiah, after being touched by the angel with a live coal, he stood up and said, here I am. Here I am. Send me. You see, an encounter with Christ, an encounter with Christ is an encounter with the truth. And the truth changes us when we encounter it. Amen? Amen. Walang nagsasabi sa akin na malaki ang tiyan ko at mataba ako. Wala. Meron pa nga isa dito nagsasabi sa akin, Father, pumayat ka. Totoo ka. Gustong gusto ko talaga yan. Alam ko sinungaling. Pero masarap pakinggan, di ba? Pumayat daw ako. Oh. Pero kanina sabi ng isang deacon sa akin, Bishop, hindi nakasya yung collar mo sa liig mo, tumaba ka yata. That's the truth. Kaya kanina naisip ko na, umpisa bukas, mag-e-exercise na naman ako. You see, it changes your life. Pag nalaman mo yung katotohanan sa sarili mo, magbabago ka. Di ba? Magbabago ka, ikaw mismo. And so Isaiah said, you know, I am a man of unclean lips. Woe to me, curse me. Then suddenly when he heard God said, whom shall I send? Who will I send before the world? And Isaiah said, you know, me, send me, Lord. Wow, grabe yung guts niya. Amen? You see, because when you encounter the truth and you know about yourself and you repent in humility, you come before God, you know what happens? The grace of God comes to you. The grace of God will come to you. You see, God is not just interested in forgiving your sins. Alam nyo ba yan? Hindi lang yung kapatawaran ng kasalanan mo ang habol ng Diyos. God wants you to be transformed in your life. Amen? It's not just about forgiving your sins. Hindi lang yan ang gusto ng Diyos, patawarin ka sa mga kasalanan mo. God wants to change and transform your life. Why? Because there are blessings of God that you can never have until you change. Amen? Amen? Ang daming blessing ang Diyos na nilalaan, piniprepare ng Diyos para sa'yo, pero hindi pwedeng ibigay sa'yo. Dahil kung ibibigay yan at hindi nagbabago ang buhay mo, it will furtherly destroy your life. You know? Sabi nga ng isang businessman na kilala ko, sabi niya, turuan mo yung mga anak mo sa negosyo, train them well in the business. Before you give them your fortune, yung perang na naipon at naimbak mo bago mo ipasa sa mga anak mo, turuan mo muna sila. So sabi niya, meron akong dalawang anak. Yung isa, pasaway. Ayaw talaga. Ayaw sumali sa negosyo. Ayaw tumulong sa negosyo. Yung isa naman, tulong ng tulong sa tatay niya. Kaya ano nangyari? Iniwan niya ang negosyo niya dun sa marunong. Hindi dun sa pasaway. Ang sabi niya lang, bigyan-bigyan mo lang yung kapatid mo. Hindi marunong magnegosyo yan. Bigyan mo na lang ng pera. You see, there are so many things that God would like to give you. But your life is not changing. That's why an encounter with the truth will change you. And when it changes you, now God can use you. Peter, when he encountered the truth of who God is and who he is, he realized, I am a sinful man. Depart from me, Lord. And you know what Jesus said? Jesus is like the burning coal that touched Peter. Sabi niya, Peter, do not be afraid. Huwag ka matakot. You see, in our life, marami tayong tanong sa buhay, pero natatakot tayong itanong kay Lord. There are questions in our life that we are so afraid to ask God because baka hindi natin magustuhan ang sagot ng Diyos. Lord, tinatawag mo ba ako mag-serve? Walang tao, hindi lahat nagtatanong ng ganyan. Bakit? Eh, bakit kung tawagin ako? Lord, iiwanan ko ba yung trabaho ko just to serve you? Walang nagtatanong ng ganyan. Baka sabihin ng Diyos, oo. Di ba? Kaya minsan pumupunta tayo sa mga ka-brothers natin. Ah, i-pray mo naman ako. Hindi ako makapag-decide mag-a-abroad ba o hindi. I-pray mo ako. Pero yung isip mo, buo na. Aalis ka na talaga. Naghahanap ka lang ng tao na ang sasabihin niya, sumasang-ayon doon sa gusto mo. You're looking for someone who will just agree with you. Kaya pag sinabi mo na nare-receive ko sa spirit ko, parang sinasabi ni Lord na umalis ka. Ay, napakagaling mo. May prophetic gift ka, sister. You know? Ay, napakagaling mo, sister. Confirm ni Lord. Yun pala, gusto mo na talagang gawin yun. Amen? Subukan niyo pumunta sa pare. Ayaw ko. Pag pareng kausap mo, huwag mong iwanan ang pamilya mo. Stay where you are. Pangit naman yung pare na yan. Hindi nakikinig kay Lord. Diba? We're so afraid to ask God questions. That's why sabi ni Lord kay Peter, Peter, I know you have so many questions now. Do not be afraid. I will change your life. You are a fisherman now, but you follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men. Change of life. Peter was a sinner. Isaiah was a sinner, but they realize and understand that because of the encounter with the truth. But the grace of God enabled them to be useful for God. The grace of God sanctified them. The grace of God enabled them. Kaya pag sinabi nyo, ah, yung bishop nyo, wala naman yan. Yung mga pari nyo, ah, wala namang alam yan, totoo yan. But they had an encounter with the Lord and they heard a call from God telling them to serve. That call that they heard from God and they responded with a yes, it's the grace of God now will be available for them to fulfill what God wants them to fulfill. Nag-aral ba ako sa pagka-bishop? Hindi po. Did I train myself to become a bishop? Hindi po. So how come you're a bishop? I heard the call of God in my heart. And I just said to God, yes. Pero Lord, I am nothing. But the grace of God continues to work in my life. I went to Manila last week and someone approached me. Naglalakad ako sa kalye. Ay lumapit sa akin. Sabi niya, excuse me, Bishop, ikaw ba yung nakikita namin sa YouTube? Sabi ko, nahiya ako bigla, no? Bishop, ikaw ba yung nakikita namin sa YouTube? Sabi ko, depende, maraming bishop sa YouTube. Hindi po, ikaw yung nasa Visayas, di ba, sa Kalibo. Sabi ko, opo. We watch you on YouTube. Tinawag niya yung asawa niya. Sabi niya, nene, alika, alika. Ito yung pinapanood natin sa YouTube. Itong bishop na to, napapanood natin sa YouTube. So, pinapray ko na lang na huwag magpa-autograph. You know? So when, sabi ko, Lord, sana huwag magpa-autograph, nakakahiya. And they came and they said, you know, you have blessed us with your teaching, Bishop. Ang laki talaga ng tulong mo sa teaching namin. You know, nakakataba ng puso. Ang sabi ko lang sa kanya, si Lord yun, si Lord. Ang Bishop, ang galing-galing mo, si Lord yun, si Lord yun. I keep on pointing to God. It's not me. It's not me because God knows, I know in my heart, I don't have the ability to do so. It was all God. And so para matigil na lang, kinuha ko sila, sabi niya, can I bless you? I would like to pray for you before I go. So I just laid hands on them and just blessed them and just departed. What is God calling you to do? Have you asked God? Have you asked God? What does God want you to do? Natatakot ka pa rin ba hanggang ngayon? Tanungin sa Diyos yan. Natatakot ka pa rin ba? Lord, ano ba talagang gusto mo sa akin? Tanungin mo yan. Do not be afraid. Because God will change your life. From a fisherman, you will become a fisher of men. I was a salesman and prepared myself for sales. When the Lord said, leave your job, follow me. Wow, for how many months and years wala akong pera. And the Lord said, you will become my servant. Father, nagsisisi ka ba? Do you regret? Not a single day. Amen? Follow me, sabi ni Lord, and I will change your life forever. Huwag ka matakot magtanong. Sabi nga ng isang pare na kaibigan ko, matanda na siya, 70. Sabi niya kay Lord, Lord, malapit na ba akong mamatay? Sabi ko, ha? Kaya mong tanungin yan? Sabi niya, hindi na ako takot. Bakit? Eh, mabuti na yung malaman ko. Kasi, nagbabalak pa sana akong bumili ng bahay. Eh, sabi niya, paano yan? Pag binili ko, biglang namatay ako, mapupunta sa iba yung bahay ko. Kaya, it's wise to ask God, malapit na ba akong mamatay? Wala sa inyo nagtatanong yan, ano? Dahil, takot. Okay? I ask God every day, teach me to number my days. Teach me to number my days that I may gain a heart of wisdom. Amen? Maganda sana kung sabihin ni Lord, oh, you have only 2 years to live. Sa 2 years na yan, ang dami kong gagawin para kay Lord. Kakalimutan ko yung sarili ko. Amen? You'll do everything for God anymore. Ang daming unnecessary activity na iiwasan mo na dahil hindi naman magdadala sa'yo sa langit. Ang daming bagay na ginagawa natin sa mundong ito na hindi naman magdadala sa atin sa langit. Bakit? Kasi akala mo ang haba ng buhay mo. Mai-enjoy mo pa. When you come to realize that life is short, then you gain the heart of wisdom, I will avoid the things that will not bring me closer to God. I will only do the things and be with people who will bring me closer and closer to the heart of God. Amen. I pray that if today you hear the voice of God talking to you and encounter the truth of God in your life, do not be afraid. The truth, sabi niya, you will know the truth, and the truth will, it will set you free. Free, free, free to what? Free to be a servant of God. And many people are afraid to serve God because they're afraid, because they don't know the truth. But when you encounter the truth of God and the truth about yourself, it will set you free, and you can now say, as Isaiah said to God, Lord, here I am. Here I am. I'm not afraid anymore. Send me. And Peter, sabi sa scriptures in our gospel today, he left his boat and his nets and he followed Jesus. Sumunod na siya. Wala nang takot. An encounter with the truth, than an encounter with the grace of God that will enable. I was looking at John 1:17. Tinitingnan ko lang kanina, hindi siya kasama sa readings natin, but ang sabi doon, the law came through Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. When you encounter Jesus, you encounter His truth, you encounter His grace in your life. It will change your life forever. It would bless your life tremendously, a blessing which you have not experienced before. But then, His grace will work. As it changes your life, He will send you on a mission. Amen? So who are we? We are sinners, saved by the grace of God, and now we are on a mission for God. That's who we are. Do not be afraid to think of yourself that way. Amen. Please stand.